You're with Raf.
And this week's changing track is for Des. Feeling utterly hopeless after my first lover, Petey, left me, I rang my mother and asked to meet, to discuss something very personal. We agreed to meet in a park in the centre of Johannesburg. Almost overcome with anxiety about how Mum might react to me coming out as a gay man, I arrived at the park before her and sat on a bench in the shade of a tree. Not far away, in a corner of the park, a group of musicians played delightful classical music. Feeling very sensitive, I was deeply moved by the wondrous sounds. Just as my terrible despair was beginning to ease, Mum joined me and we both listened. Trying to find a way to tell her something I knew she wouldn't want to hear, she sat there smiling nervously, not wanting to pressure me as the musicians continued to entertain. "Mum, what I'm going to tell you will probably make you very unhappy, but it's a fact that can't be changed." With my chin quivering as I desperately tried not to cry, I said, "I'm so grateful to you, but this is likely to challenge you. When you asked if my problem had anything to do with Petey or homosexuality, well, I'm sorry, I lied when I said no." A look of incredulity came over her face. I went on, "I simply can't live a lie anymore. I'm no longer willing to deceive you about non-existent girlfriends, nor can I carry on telling lies about going to parties with Petey and meeting pretty girls. I just have to tell you the truth. I'm hurting terribly because Petey left me. His intolerant family consider homosexuality a mortal sin and bullied him into thinking that he can change. But he can't. He is the way he was created, and so am I." Mum's expression changed to a look of anguish, as if she'd just woken from a dreadful nightmare. With tears welling up in her eyes, she took my hand and tried to be supportive. "I love you, and I'm immensely proud of you. What you've said doesn't alter that. But I ask you to consider that you're just going through a phase that you'll grow out of. I'll pray for you to receive guidance from our Lord." I thanked Mum, but insisted homosexuality was not just a phase, but a major part of who I am because God made me this way. The wonderful music in the background had kept both of us calm, helping me to remain focused on the real issues. When she was about to leave, the musicians, led by a trumpeter, began to play an awe-inspiring rendition of my changing track. I was so moved I began to cry, and Mum joined me. Overcome by what we'd discussed, I embraced my mother tightly. She hugged me warmly, trying to let me know that she would not abandon me. Then she hurried back to her office. That evening at dinner, Mum was unusually quiet, a blank look as if she'd just received an awful shock. With a renewed sense of guilt, I began to regret revealing the truth. I slept badly. Other than an occasional greeting and some forced smiles, her withdrawal continued for 3 days. On the fourth evening, Mum embraced me before saying, "It's okay, my son. I'm determined to support you through this crisis in your life." From then on, Mum was very loving and loyal, but my instincts told me that she was having an immense difficulty accepting that her son was gay. She repeated words that concerned me. "I've prayed regularly for the Lord to help me to give you the support you need. I know that God will guide you to realizing that you're not really homosexual. You're learning what their lives are like, so you can be his instrument to help these unfortunate, maligned people." No matter how much I tried to explain that God had created me the way I was, Mum continued with her deluded beliefs until the last few years of her life. A couple of years ago, with gay marriage legalized, my changing track played as we entered the hall through a rainbow arch of brightly colored balloons. It was a changing point in my life, helping me to face the future as a proud gay man with the support of my conflicted, deeply religious mother. I wouldn't be with my beloved partner now if I hadn't shared my secret with my mother many decades ago. And Des writes that Trumpet Voluntary has remained his favourite piece of music ever since.